They deserve more than that. Come on.
So it was the mice that was Chaim's vision, where everybody told him that he's a crazy person, which might be true anyway, but who saw it through, who persevered, brought us all here. And now Baruch Hashem, something that if anybody was around 4 years ago never believed such thing was going to happen, that Baruch Hashem, thanks to the Sandlers and the rest of our to Frying Cats, I'm not giving thank yous.
Don't bang the mic.
Sorry, Avi, your mic on me? Anyway, so thanks to them, we're here today. It's a merdikah simcha. It's a tremendous thing. And a surprise speaker for today that overcome with emotion. Is that true? As he wipes the tears off his eyes. Dr. Ray Sandler.
Thank you very much. Kavod to the Rosh Kolim, Rosh Kolel, and to the Rebbeim here. I just wanted to say a quick vort that in this week's Parsha, and I'll say my experience with the Kolel has been a very nice experience, clearly not as involved as the Rosh Kolel, but in this week's Parsha, Chukos, I was looking. The first 10 Pesukim of the Parsha are an instruction manual, step by step, what to do with the Paraduma. Step by step, step one, step two, don't go to step four. And I can tell you, in my experience over the last 3 years, since we've been involved together, making this place something beautiful, Bezras Hashem. The one person that I've been so in awe of is Ephraim Katz. Because I'm a guy, I see a project, I have a vision, and all of a sudden I want to start skipping steps. You know, let's just go. Let's do it. You know, it's there. You know, what about rules? What rules? Zoning? What? Come, let's just get going on this thing. And no, step by step by step. And it's been a wonderful and encouraging thing for a person like me to see that here's a person who stays straight, who stays grounded, and has the conviction and the willpower to do what's right every step of the way. And Ephraim, this place is your place, and I owe you a debt of gratitude, as the entire community does. And I know you've been low-key and you don't like your name out there in the headlines, but you know, this is Ephraim's place. And thank you very much. And you and your family should only have good things. And this is a wonderful day for the community.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm just going to say a few quick words because a few obvious reasons. Number one is everyone's hot, so we'll keep it very short. But I just want to answer a few questions about that are running through people's minds. What's the purpose of this event and why we called everyone here together? And then I just want to say a few personal thank yous, like Rabbi Singer said. So the purpose of this event is that, Baruch Hashem, we've gotten to a point where, through all the help of the people that have been mentioned and will be mentioned, the construction has begun on this place, on this Kol building, to make it into the Kol Beis Medrash. And the first step is taking out the things that we don't need, and ultimately soon we're going to start the construction. So The story is told in the Yeshiva Volozhin that, without getting into the arichas of the story, but Reb Chaim Volozhin was asked, why was his yeshiva so matzliach? And he said, because when they were building the Yeshiva Volozhin, everyone else was busy with in their yeshivas with finding the best quality mortar and bricks. And by us, when we started the yeshiva, we made the bricks with tears of the tefillos of the Talmidim that were going to be davening as it was being built. And that was how your miyasid Volozhin yeshiva. So from that became a minig in many yeshivas and mekoymes haTorah to be mispal at the beginning of a start of a binyan for the hatzlachas. So that's what we're going to do, gathering together the tzibur that has been involved and put so much effort into it, and they really feel what it is to get to this moment. Gathering those people together to be mispal is something very special, and that's the purpose, really, one purpose of this event. And the second one is also that everyone who has worked so difficult, so hard, and put so many hours into the koil and into the development of this building to create a real makom torah in the community should really get the proper recognition. So, the famous Chazal say that the Nesiim, it says Nesiim Chaser Yud, they lost one letter in their name. And Chazal say Rashi brings down because they didn't act with zrizus when it came to donate to the Mishkan. They said, whatever everyone else gives, let them give, and whatever's left over at the end, I'll cover. So that was a chisaron in them, and they lost the zrizus. So Shaila that everyone asks is, this is a fundraiser's dream come true. Someone will tell you, whatever you need at the end, I'll be mashlim, I'll give you. That's an incredible bracha. Why'd they get punished for that? So after this whole experience, I think Pshat is Pasha. Because if it weren't for that, if everyone would have that attitude, you would never get to the end. Because if everyone would tell you, yeah, when you're there, I'll help you when you're there, but it takes those people that give you the confidence and give you the chizuk and give you the strength to continue and realize that it's actually going to happen. And like Dr. Sandler said, it's not just a dream, it's actually going to happen. And every step of the way, there have been people that stepped up to show us, and they believe in it, and they believe in either our ability to do it and the community's ability to do it. And that was what gave us the chizuk to be at this point that... Baruch Hashem, we're beginning, and at this point we wouldn't mind someone would say what the Nesiim said. but just to give a few mashalim, and again, everyone here is only here for one reason, because they had a special chalek in this getting us to this point. But I just want to mention a few people that I think this midah stood out with. So going back almost 4 years ago when I first got here, and the message that was given to Rabbi Singh and I is that, you know, you guys are pretty much on your own, and, you know, hopefully it will all go well. So I got here, and the first month that I showed up, it was September, I think it was, and right after Sukkot, and even though it was anonymous at the time, but Chaim Eisels pulled me aside and said, you know, I have something going on which you probably made up and whatever, and I want to dedicate the first month of this month of learning. So I'll cover the first month, but don't tell anybody. So he could have said, listen, you guys, you know, whatever, if you need help at the end of the month, I'll cover it. But he didn't say that. And he said, I'll be there. And that to me was a very strong message that I'm there for you, and this is you do what you best, but I'm always here behind you. And that was one place where this I think, you know, he showed that midah, and that was very, very powerful. There are other people here that at that time also were the source of tremendous chizuk for us at that time, that were always behind us, and that is the people that I met really mamish the first day, the first week that I was here, and it's the Fish family. My first experience was at Shalom Zachar of David, and we met them, and even before I came, I gave a shir with Eli Levy here in Aventura, and he was mechazik me very much to come and to be part of it, and that he's always there behind us. Then when it came to this building, we had a little bit of an incident before we actually got involved with this. We approached somebody else that also had a property that may be appropriate for a koil. And we asked them, we said, would you be willing to work with us to buy the building? So he said, sure, you want to buy it? Where's the cash? So he said, well, we don't have cash now, first of all. And second of all, we don't even know if this is going to work or anything like that. So he said, So what do you want me to do? You want me to hold the house for you for a year and pass the zoning and then I'll sell it to you? I mean, who's going to do that? So we walked out of there saying, Rabbi Singer and I, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about, that this is never going to happen because he's right. Who's going to do this for us? And then when our Shadchan, is he here? Eli Deutsch, came up with this idea of the Sandler's home. And the Sandler's could have said the same thing. They said, listen, you know, when you're ready and it's all worked out, you know, yeah, we'll sell it to you if it's available. But they didn't say that. They said, we believe in you. We believe that this is going to happen and we'll work with you. And I don't think there's anyone else that would have sent out a postcard to the local community saying that Dr. Ray Sandler and wife want to turn in their house into a synagogue, to wit, a kola, right?
To wit.
So they really made this whole thing possible, and that was this attitude also, and they deserve a tremendous shukriya. And then there's a few people. So there's a few people also. Once we started the project, so this is reaching this goal of however much money we thought it was going to be at that point, was we didn't really ever raise that much money. I mean, I didn't, maybe every singer did, but it was an amount of money that we didn't have no idea how we were going to do that. And there were a few people that stepped up right in the beginning and showed us that maybe this is possible. And those people really deserve a tremendous yisur shukriach because they believed in us. They even gave us the money before the zoning was passed, and they told us they're going to be there. And they really had this need also of jumping in and showing us and giving us that chizuk. And not all of them are here, but Isaac Sapazic is here representing his mother, Mrs. Rachel Sapazic, who really did that for us. And there's another person, someone mentioned, that he's not here either, so he can't tell us to be anonymous. And that was Dr. Avram Jaskel, who also stepped up. And there's another person who also, he was really the first, he's also not here, he was also the first person, he was, even before that, a person who really gave us a chizuk, and that's Mr. Shia Webster from Chicago, gave us the first initial money that we went to him and we said, you know, we need seed money we may not even pass the zoning and we're going to spend your money, you're never going to get it back, even if we don't make a building, and he gave it to us anyway. And then there's a few other people I think that want to remain anonymous that really, on a very big level, stepped up to help us and give us the confidence to do that. And the final person also is that, you know, when this whole thing started and I got good advice that there's no way that two well-meaning Yingalite that our Rosh Hakoil could really do this project themselves, and we really have to get Baal Batim to help us. And we approached somebody that would, we thought that, you know, maybe he would be a good shot to be able to help us. And he could have said, listen, you try and I'll always be there. I'll take your phone calls, whatever you need. If you have any questions, I'll be there to answer your questions. But he didn't say that. And that's when Mr. Fine Katz stepped up and said that I will head this. And we've seen from him tremendous meters of leadership and Vura and everything else that really, without him, you know, and without everyone involved in this, we wouldn't have been able to get to this moment. So those are the personal thank yous. And then there's those who actually live the entire mission of the Kollel, and really with Mesiras Nefesh, from their wives and themselves, give themselves to the community and to raising the Torah in the community. That's the Yingalite. And really Mesiras Nefesh for Avodas Torah in the community. So I think that to Mekayim, the Rav Chaim Volozhin, I'm going to say a few Kapitlach of Tehillim. And then we'll go outside, and there's some shovels out there, and we'll be mishtatif, all of us, to start this the building.